Welcome to Play the Long Game with Scott Wozniak, where I explore how to win the biggest games with the longest time horizons, from business to health to relationships. If you want to win the long game, you are in the right place. After 9 months of work, after years of being told and challenged, maybe I should get around to this, I have finally launched an online program. We're calling it Legendary Brands Academy, and it is all the cool stuff I've been doing for the last 20 plus years, working inside great companies, helping them build their actual systems, programs, everything from staffing to product skills to the marketing. Man, we're putting it all together in a format that you can get online. And that's been awesome. I've been working on it for 9 months with my team. I say me, I cannot claim credit for this. I'm one of nine people that we end up putting together for this team. It's been great. And that's not actually why I'm here talking today. What I want to talk about are some of the lessons I've learned in the last 9 months, getting this thing live and ready to launch. It is the coolest thing I have done in this category. Maybe ever, no, definitely ever in my life. I've spent most of my time, the vast majority of my life and career, in these elite in-person settings, gotten really good at that side of the equation. And it is an entirely new world for me, building digital products and tools. Now, I have helped a lot of digital companies and consulted, but it hasn't been my stuff. And so I didn't start, from zero. I had some pretty cool ideas and concepts and strategies. But building it myself, that's been a journey. But that isn't the biggest lesson I got out of this. The biggest lesson I got out of this is actually kind of an update to an old lesson that I learned from one of my great mentors, Mark Miller, back in the day. He was the Chick-fil-A executive who I worked for. And Mark taught us Q times A equals E. Quality times adoption equals effectiveness. And I've got a tweak to it that I think makes it a little more business clear and business specific. I think it's the same concepts, but this just feels a little more pinpointed to what I've been learning. So I'm now saying quality times distribution equals the size of the impact. Listen, I'm trying to play the long game. I'm trying to make a difference, build a brand, build a life, build a family. And part of that is certainly our internal excellence and us living with joy and peace and love and all those wonderful things. But there is an inextricable element that I feel called to make a difference. Even if you just want to think about functionally business-wise, I want to make the money side of it, you need to make a big enough impact that people will pay you enough money and it's still a good deal for them. Either that's a few people who are so radically changed they pay you large amounts of money, or lots of people who make a little bit of money, or man, the best is both, right? Large amounts of large money payments because you create that much value. If you want great value capture, you have to actually begin with great impact. Okay, so whatever your motivation is, how? Quality times distribution equals the size of your impact. Now, I have spent most of my time in quality. I say most of my time, I mean most of my life. Quality is how good your product is. In many cases, my product has been myself. When I was an actor, singer, even when I'm a speaker, the product is me. But yeah, hey, I've got ideas. I've got a team around me. I'm not solo, but there's some element of the quality is me. But as a writer, I'm divorced physically from that experience. And so now there's a thing that lives without me and does quality there that works with this digital place. It could be the quality of your team, your customer experience, the engine, the customer process that you built. The quality of it makes a huge difference for how much impact you have. The better your stuff, the more impact you have. And that is where I used to stop. This is where Mark challenged me and was like, well, that's half the equation. It's quality times. Now he said adoption, which I think conceptually is the right idea, but I'm going to call it distribution because what it's for me, the learning has been what this word change unlocks a little more clearly the tactical work and skills that go into this. And now by distribution, I don't mean the narrow technical sense of like the physical distribution system, like it's in the warehouse and the truck gets to your front door. And yes, but I mean the broader sense of like how we take this thing we created and get it to people who use it and get value out of it. That includes everything from the marketing that creates awareness and interest for your deal, to the sales conversation for some cases where like a human or a website helps convince them why they should click, sign up, say yes, the whole flow and process, and then the physical actual delivery of the product, whether it's in person or through an internet cable. The whole process of going from we built it to it gets to the end user, the distribution system. Man, that is massive. That is equally powerful as the quality. And maybe it's just me. So, you know, maybe this will just be a little self-confession, but maybe this is you too. I really, really did not have a vision for how powerful distribution was. I didn't even have a clear vision for what distribution was. I mean, vaguely, if you build something great, they will come. That's kind of what I, no, that's not kind of. That's what I believed explicitly. And it's what I was taught. I mean, for years, for the first 30 some years of my life, I had multiple mentors in world class, and all anyone ever talked to me about was how to increase my quality. And I spent my life pouring into 30 plus years. It was in my mid 30s when it finally was like, wait a minute, you need to start figuring out the other side of the coin. And I'll be honest, I vaguely knew that. I really don't think it's until the last year, two at the very most, that I finally have started to get a clear understanding of what the distribution world process and skills are. What is the work even? How do you actually do it? How do you get better at it? Where would you go? Pros and cons of this approach, that approach. How do I practice? Man, this has been a huge unlock for me. And I'll confess, I am at the early stages. I think I finally have a clear vision for what distribution looks like. And it is a range of skills that I've got to get good at. I don't think I'm world-class at distribution. Not yet. But now I know how to get there. So guess what I'm on the journey on? It is everything from how do you communicate what your product matters? I mean, small things like the specific words that you use, to big, deep strategies. You don't celebrate yourself. You celebrate them. You don't talk about how cool your process is. One of the metaphors we're talking about these days is people don't care how cool the plane engines are, how much work and effort went into building the plane. They just want to talk about getting to Hawaii. The plane is a means to an end. And I too often have spent time talking about all the cool things that make our stuff unique and different and better. And they don't care. I mean, they care in the sense that maybe they're price comparing, but they really first thing they have to buy is Hawaii. Why would they even get on the plane in the first place? We don't ride around in it for fun. Not big commercial jets. No, we are going somewhere. And that is why we may pick a better plane, a better time. But first they have to be all in and willing to put serious effort into reaching Hawaii or whatever your favorite place might be to visit. And I wasn't doing that. So I got to get really good at selling the outcome. Oh, yes, we have these methods, right? Then there's proof points. I've been terrible at collecting testimonials and writing case studies. I've worked with hundreds of companies, some of the most famous leaders of our time. And I didn't even ask most of these people like, hey, could you write some of this stuff down? So I'm starting to do that process. We're starting to capture the case studies to show like, oh yeah, we've worked with 7 companies like you. And they're like, oh, can we talk to them? And I give them their phone number. You know what I could do is I could write a case study of the actual stuff we did, 1 to 2 pages. Hey, here's how we did it. Oh, and it includes their phone number. Call them if you want to validate any of this. All that's available. And I just, listen, it wasn't that I like thought of it and decided I didn't need it. I literally didn't consider it as a possibility. And so this is the first step, is I had to get clear on what it was. It's everything from how you talk about it to proof points to the sequence, the timing. I totally underestimated how many touches you have to have with people, how many times you got to remind them, add value, and then you make an ask. And so, I mean, bluntly, I didn't even make an ask many times. I've done years of blogging and podcasting and posting, and literally not once in a decade or more of this did I even say things like, hey, go check this thing out. I wrote a book, put it on Amazon, and didn't even post on social media about it one time. Now, it's been many years, but like I was busy. I didn't know what to post. I figured if it's great, somebody will find it. People have found it. That's the crazy part. But nowhere near the amount that could. And really only because they read some of my other stuff that I did promote. And then that kind of benefited from marketing. Guys, I was terrible. Now I'm, but I was unaware. Now I'm aware at how terrible I am. And I'm starting that process of trying to figure this out. So maybe this is for you too. It's quality times your distribution that equals the size of your impact. If you want to have a bigger impact, then you not only need to work on your quality, you need to get good at the skill of distributing this, getting the attention, communicating, sending it up, following up, the process, the skills, the tools of excellent distribution are just as important. And listen, the higher up you go in any of these categories, like let's say you're in a 0 to 10, right? And 10 is world class. It actually takes more effort as you climb, like the time, the nuance, the money, the details to learn and get better. You can pretty easily go from 0 to 2 or 3. And then you're starting to put effort to get 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And it's like, I'm putting time in. You want to get up 8, 9, 10. 9 and 10, like you're really, you've put in the time. So I'm making this up. I could be overestimating my own abilities here, but I get a lot of great feedback on quality. I've spent most of my life on quality. It's my passion. I mean, I'm 8, 9 in the quality category, I think. I mean, that's the feedback I get. Man, your content, your ideas, your stage presence, right? Yeah, maybe not this podcast, but take my word for it. Take my word for it. I'm awesome, right? Let's say I'm even just a 7 or 8. Trying to get to the next level, that's a lot of effort. And I have been like at a 0 or 1. I mean, I think when you don't tell anybody you wrote a book, that counts as 0, right? That's not my best year. But I put serious work into that book. I mean, like serious work into that book. Years, literally. And I didn't tell anybody. And so it would have taken only a tiny bit of effort. I could have taken, now I'm not saying I should lower my quality, but let's go with my hypothetical. What if I did lower the quality? It took some of that time that I was going to put into that book. Instead of doing one last pass, just did some basic awareness stuff. Let's follow an equation, right? The book's, let's call it an 8. And I was at 0 distribution. So the size of the impact is 0, 8 times 0. Now, if I just get, let's say I did less and the book's less, it's a 7, just a tiny bit. And I put that into, and I get 2 distribution efforts out, level 2. It's not very great, but a little something. 7 times 2 is 14 is significantly bigger than that. Now, ideally what I want is more, but let's say it goes 7 to 8, I get a little bit more. But if I go from 2 to 4, it's probably the same amount of effort to take the book quality up. It's a lot of work to like, oh, you should just put a little more thought and skill into your distribution process and tools and how do you get it out there. And I can go from 16, 8 times 2, right? I bump that one up. Or I could go 7 times 4 to 28. You're almost twice the impact. Because it's so much easier to do the basics. Guys, I have been leaving massive impact on the table. And the first problem is because I didn't even know it. I wasn't even aware of what you did. I thought you posted on social media or something. Hey, I have a book. So eventually I did do that. Hey, check out my book. That's all. It's like, wrote a book. It's awesome. Here's the blurb. Check it out. By the way, that's not a great strategy for that particular distribution approach. I mean, many, many other better ways. I've been speaking all over stages. I could have put a QR code up there and said, hey, check out my book. I could have brought the book with me. I could have baked it into contracts. There's a lot of ways I could have adjusted the sales side of it. I could have gone to local stores and tried to tell the store owners, hey, check out the book, free copy for you. I could have done webinars and videos, and I could have done partnerships with other people. I mean, again, I'm learning this world. I didn't do anything of that, anything. No wonder. Doesn't matter how I could make that book a 10 out of 10. And if I don't do the distribution work, it doesn't have much impact. You don't get to avoid this. Now, it's a concept. Do I even know what it is? So I have put real effort and thought and starting to do it. But honestly, I'm getting a mentor and a coach. Just this year alone, I think I've read 21 books, I think, on this category. Sales, marketing, sales funnels, digital processes, ads, affiliates, partnerships. I mean, all, you name it. There's a category in there that's related to how you get the word out and get the stuff to them. I am playing with it. But yes, I need people to work with. This is a good learning plan. You have your content, you have your relationships, and then practice. My number one practice zone is this Legendary Brands Academy, this online program. It's stinking awesome. I spent 9 months on the quality, and honestly, I'm literally just in the last minute like, oh yeah, forgot my distribution plan. So I'm building that in the last 2 weeks, getting to go. We launched today, the same day this thing comes out, this episode. and we are beginning deal. And honestly, I'll tell you, given the work I've done, and I'm kind of a newbie, I don't think it's a world-class distribution plan. Not yet. But some of that is because I'm just getting the concepts down. I think that's where I'm at my best right now. Currently, the concepts are going well, but here's where really my gap is. Just the time and resources. I did not budget my time. I did not budget my money in a way that would allow me to make a major play here, because I committed to all this other stuff I'm doing. I'm traveling a ton. I'm doing all this. I launched another program, an AI consulting deal this year that was awesome and going, and that's still got resources and sales and processes behind it. And so it's a strategic thing. I'm not poor and I'm not struggling like, oh, I'm stuck, I need a handout. No, I'm saying like I already committed stuff. And so we're going to have to play that out. And then so I'm going to do this part of the way it needs to be done, but I didn't commit enough time to it. Not yet. And so I'm building that out and getting that. So I now have a concept. Its map has become clear. And by the way, if you are a marketing strategy consultant who does this stuff, I already got one. That's part of where I said I got a coach and mentor. So I'm not looking to hire someone else. He's brilliant. It's going phenomenal. It's part of my ahas here. Like, oh, gee, maybe I should figure that out. It's because somebody's helping me figure it out. So thank you, but I don't need more solicitations there. I already picked a guy and he's crushing it. And now it's time. Now what's holding me back is time. I think I figured out some of the concepts finally. And now I just have to carve out the time, the team. Yes, I've got a team. They're helping me. So that's why we're going to do some of this. But it really, even them, I've got them all working on other stuff as well. And so no one's going to be fully dedicated to this for the next little window. And so we're going to have to finish up these other things. And then we really will be able to put I've got rock stars. Again, I'm not looking to hire somebody. I've got rock stars. We already committed to a bunch of stuff. And so here's the encouragement part. It's the skill. It's just a professional set of skills. It's really not one skill. It's a set of skills that combine to help you get your thing to the right people, make them aware, make them interested, get them sign up, and then deliver the actual stuff to them with excellence. The distribution side of the equation is a professional skill. And I think it will not just incrementally add to my life impact. I think every year as I get better at this, it will multiply my life impact to this next level, next level, next level. I cannot wait to see what happens because I finally have a clear understanding of that second half. Adoption was awesome, the way Mark Miller told me, but it was still much more on their end, right? Their adoption. And I was like, you put the word out, cross your fingers and hope they like it. Distribution slides it back into my control. I have things I do to get it fully distributed to the right people, as many of them as I can. Quality times distribution equals the size of your impact. I have neglected that. That's the bad news. And the good news is, man, everything I've been able to do has been with terrible distribution skills. I cannot wait to see what happens as we become world-class in this too. Oh, and if you want to get access to this online program and check out yourself, all these amazing tools that we have there, stuff that I've spent 20 years using inside with other great companies, then go to www.legendarybrandsacademy.com. That's legendarybrandsacademy.com. If you enjoyed this episode, you may want to check out my weekly newsletter. It's got the same title because I explore the same themes. I mean, this is what I'm doing with my life. But it's not the same topics. I put different content on each of those locations. It's a short newsletter. I try to make it very brief, highly condensed, lots of wisdom, very few words. If that's interesting to you, check it out. You can go to scottwozniak.com and click the newsletter option on top of the page, or just use the pop-up box. That's scottwozniak.com. Or if you want to build a legendary company, you can check out my company work at swozconsulting.com. That's swozconsulting.com. And whatever you're working on today, don't settle for the small game. Think bigger. Look further down the road. Play the long game.